Good afternoon. Skies remain mostly cloudy throughout the day so far in interior New York and New England, with a round of showers, some of them heavy, through the Taconics and most of central and southern New England. It's still raining in these areas, and showers will persist into the afternoon hours. Elsewhere, skies will remain cloudy with just the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm, with the best chance of breaks of sunshine in northernmost New York and Vermont. Just about everyone will be warmer and more humid than the last couple of days as high temperatures reach into the middle and even some upper 70s by the end of the day. The risk of a shower will continue into the night tonight, with low temperatures back into the 60s with areas of fog and still a bit of energy that'll have to work its way through tomorrow, so we'll put more scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and warm with high temperatures near 80. By Friday, a ridge of high pressure will build in not only at the surface but in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. This should dry things out even more, and this dry weather should last right on into the upcoming weekend. So for Friday and Saturday, we'll go with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower 80s and mostly sunny skies on Sunday, and readings even reaching into the mid-80s. By Monday, a front will approach from the west. It should stay dry through the day, though, with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s. And the best chance for that front to move through will be during the middle of next week. So we'll put a chance of showers in on Tuesday with highs in the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Florence, located about 485 miles southeast of Wilmington, North Carolina. Florence is now moving toward the northwest near 15 miles per hour, and this general motion, accompanied by a gradual decrease in forward speed, is expected through Saturday. On the forecast track, the center of Florence will move over the southwestern Atlantic Ocean between Bermuda and the Bahamas today and approach the coast of North Carolina or South Carolina as we head into the day on Thursday and Friday, and then move slowly near the coastline through Saturday. A reconnaissance aircraft found that maximum sustained winds remain near 130 miles per hour with higher gusts. Florence is a Category 4 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some strengthening is forecast through tonight. While some weakening is expected to begin by late Thursday, Florence is still forecast to be an extremely dangerous major hurricane when it nears the U.S. coast on Friday. A life-threatening storm surge is now highly likely along portions of the coastlines of South Carolina and North Carolina, and a storm surge warning is in effect for a portion of this area. Life-threatening, catastrophic flash flooding and significant river flooding is likely over portions of the Carolinas and mid-Atlantic states from late this week into early next week, as Florence is expected to slow down as it approaches the coast and moves inland. Damaging hurricane-force winds are likely along portions of the coasts of South Carolina and North Carolina, and a hurricane warning has been issued for part of this area. Damaging winds could also spread well inland into portions of the Carolinas and Virginia. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms near 80. Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers and storms in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low 53. The record high 94 set in 1947, and the record low 36 in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:32 a.m., sunset this evening 7:10 p.m., 12 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the lower to mid 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers and lows in the lower 60s. for the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, also areas of fog, lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, a scattered shower or thunderstorm today, and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Friday and Saturday. Mostly sunny mid-80s on Sunday. Still dry with a mix of sun and clouds Monday in the lower 80s, and partly sunny with a chance of showers Tuesday in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.